It just happened to be a ship that was available to sail, but the ship that was chosen is still known by us today. Its name is synonymous for many with our celebration of Thanksgiving. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pitted Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
While it's a very important ship in the history of this nation, as Whit Perry explains, it was quite by chance it made the trip.
This was a ship that was available. It was a very common merchant ship that would have been available for hire. So the passengers were considered cargo, and the sailors' favorite kind of cargo because they were self-loading cargo. So this was like a U-Haul of its day.
Perry is speaking of the Mayflower, the ship that brought the people we call the Pilgrims to the New World in 1620. It was a trip that took 66 days to cross the Atlantic.
They ended up leaving late in 1620, so they had some of the winter gales and working more against the wind as they're trying to make their way across here just really slowed them down.
For the sailors on the Mayflower, this was a long run, but not uncommon. It was a different story for the Pilgrims.
For the passengers, this would be like you and I going to the moon. They had no idea what to expect. It's incredibly courageous. This wasn't something that was done every day. Worse than that, the 102 passengers probably spent most of their time down on the tween deck of the ship.
Passengers were probably only allowed on the main deck in small groups to get occasional fresh air.
So they were stuck in a very crowded, very low and small space being shared with 102 other people. Yes, they were definitely getting sick. They had chamber pots they were using. I just couldn't imagine it myself.
We'll have more of the story of the famous ship Mayflower next time as we travel the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McRae.